MLM Nation, episode 707.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey, MLM Nation, I'm super excited. If you haven't seen the news on social media yet, I'm coming out my new book in this June called The Consistency Pill, give you the 7-step system to increase sales and transform your business. And I appreciate you for listening. To give you a little update on what's the book, I created a free club where you can get updates, excerpts, insider tips, and I'll share behind the scenes of how this book came from idea to being written. So it's free, open to everyone. You can click on the link in the show notes page or just go straight to mlnation.com/club. That is mlnation.com/club. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, Megan George. Before Megan George got started in network marketing, she was working 60 hours a week for corporate America and was burnt out from the long hours. Today, she's a six-figure earner with a team of over 1,800 customers and 300 team members. Megan credits her success to her consistency, grit, and how she shows up on social media every single day. So Megan, I've given ML Nation a brief intro, but take us back to your background. How did you go from corporate America to network marketing?
Yeah, so kind of like you said, I was burnt out in corporate America. I went to school and got my master's in business and a bachelor's degree in HR. And I was tired of working my butt off and not having like the reward that I thought I should. So the promises of you know, about to be promoted all the time, but then the promotion never happening, or working the endless hours and not even getting to be home to eat dinner with my husband, and trying to, you know, conceive a child and thinking about how if I had kids, I wouldn't be able to be at home with them at night or like go to their sporting events and stuff. I just didn't want that. And so I knew I needed a change. And the product came into my life and I knew that I had a chance to help other people the way that it helped me. And that really excited me. So I just took a plunge and just jumped and followed the nerves, I guess.
So who introduced it to you? How did you join?
I saw a friend drinking the product on Facebook. And it's a friend that I hadn't talked to in years. And I asked her. I actually watched her for 8 months after that before finally purchasing during a sale. And after 2 months of trying the product, that's when I joined as a promoter.
Okay. So you asked her about it for 8 months. Did she prospect you right away or at that time?
Yeah. So once I reached out after I asked her what she was doing on a post, she kind of started giving me information and showed me the video of what the product was. So she went through the prospecting right away, but she wasn't super pushy about it, which I actually appreciated because she followed up with me and I asked a bunch of questions about it constantly, but just never took that leap. It's really hard for me to invest in myself, like that, taking that money from bills for my family or paying debt to do something for me was really hard. So it took me 8 months to make that decision. And I feel like she was super supportive through that 8 months of answering questions anytime I had them and getting me more information, telling me about sales, like staying in touch, but not being pushy, if that makes sense.
So what happened? What made you decide finally, okay, I'm going to do this?
So it'll be 3 years ago next month that there was a BOGO sale for Veterans Day. And I had had enough. I kind of was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And there was a BOGO sale that came up. She messaged me about it. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I never do anything for myself. The holidays are around the corner. This is a gift for me. And I'm just going to go for it. And I just took the jump because it was buy one, get one free.
So you used the product for 2 months and then obviously you had good results. What made you decide to, I'm going to do this as a career?
So I started just working at part-time. So I was still working my full-time job. I actually did that until March of this year. So a little over 2 years in the business, I finally quit my job in March of this year. I decided that I could So two things. I could help people with the product that started to really impact my life. It gave me energy and all of these different things that I was craving for so long and couldn't find a solution. And this was my solution. So if I could give that solution to other people who had felt like I felt and, you know, spent days crying on the bathroom floor, having no confidence, having no energy, not having all of these good things. If I could help people like that, that would be really cool. Like, I've always wanted to make an impact and have this ripple effect, but I never knew how I was going to be able to do it. And the second thing was, I was so far in debt at the time that I didn't know how I was going to continue to afford the product. I had all my credit cards maxed out. I didn't have any other options. So it was like, to continue with the product, I needed to start promoting it and maybe earn some extra money so I could pay off debt. Because it was either that at that point or go back to working like part-time at the mall and then seeing my family even less than I already was.
Mm. So once you decided to do that, and you working a part-time, how did it go the first couple of weeks?
It was great. I mean, I just started sharing my story and what it was doing for me, and giving people value around what I knew about, like, the way of eating that I had changed into. And I talk a lot about my fertility journey. And so I was already posting on social media. I just wasn't getting paid for it before. So, I mean, it went great, a lot better than I had expected, because I thought if I can make $100 a month in this, that would be fantastic. And the first bonus that I earned was actually $500. So I was like, wow, this is really real. And so the first couple of weeks went great.
What mistakes do you think a lot of new people make in the first few? You had success immediately. What are some mistakes you think people make?
So where I kind of messed up, and I think a lot of people don't think about it until after you already make the mistake, is when you get started, relying on that network of people that you had already had built before you ever started. So what happened with me very quickly was, like, I had success my first few months. I ranked up every month for my first like 3 or 4 months in a row. And then I had run out of all of the people that I knew from high school and college and like networking. I actually, whenever I first started, I went to my aunt's page. She was a real estate agent, and just started like connecting with her friends because I knew she was a dominating real estate agent in St. Louis. And so I was like, I'm just going to go through her friends and network with her friends. And that was great to start. But then what I wasn't doing was building more of a network. And so I think that's common. And during that time, because I was doing so well just with the network that I'd already had, I wasn't being coachable. So like I wasn't going to trainings. I wasn't plugged into different resources. And I really wasn't doing what we were being trained to do. I was just doing what worked for me.
Hmm. What was the turning point that helped you say, okay, I got to change this and be coachable and start doing the way I should be doing it?
I think for me, I had promoters that didn't see the vision that I had. And so while I was being super consistent because I saw the vision and I saw what this could do, and I was, you know, I had attended my first event in Atlanta at the very last minute, road tripped and made it happen because I didn't want to have any excuses. I needed to meet Jessie Lee, my mentor, and I needed to see her in person. They always had excuses and they were very inconsistent with what they wanted from the business, and they didn't share that vision. And so for me, I think that was a shift, knowing that like I needed to recruit more people, and to get to that next level of business, I needed to have more people who saw the same vision as me.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge shift for me in business.
Hey, you brought up a good point. And I think the mistake that most people make is like you constantly have to add new contacts, even when you don't need, you have plenty of people to talk to. But kind of like what you did, you're reaching out to people. You constantly have to do that because once you, because most people, when you, just like yourself, when they get exposed to the product or the business, they're not ready to join, right? So you go through your list very, very quickly, and then you're stuck and then you have no one to talk to. So thank you for sharing that. How did you balance like a long corporate, a job with long hours and your business? What was your routine like?
So I started started waking up earlier in the morning so that I could get some of my messages sent, get a post made before I went to work, check in with my team chat, just get some of that stuff done before I ever left the door. So there was like 5 things that I had to do before I left to go to work. Because before, you know, the world changed, I was working outside of the home. And so I had to clear my inbox out on Facebook. I had to make a post on Facebook and Instagram. I had to send out my birthday messages. I had to shake up my drink and put it in my story so I could show people that I was using the product and I'm a product of the product. And then now for the life of me, I can't remember number 5, but I knew I had to get those 5 things done on top of getting ready, packing my lunch and doing all that. And then on my lunch break, I bought a little phone holder for my front window and I would go live on my lunch break. So I would go eat my lunch in my car in the parking lot at work. And after lunch, I would either eat my lunch on live and show them what I had packed, or I would just do a live on business tips or keys to success or whatever. And then I would come home. I would sometimes post again. I would clear my inbox out and do the rest of my work at night. But I also, on top of working full time, I also coached a volleyball team at the time. So sometimes I would go from work to coaching volleyball and have like an hour break in between that I would have to go find something to eat and do get stuff done. I guess my best tip for anyone who's working full time is to just focus. Like when you have that time, just stay focused. I always, if I'm scrolling Facebook so that I can like give love to get love, to like comment on other people's stuff, I set a timer for that so that I don't get lost in the scroll hole that Facebook can be.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, that's, people always ask me how I stay consistent. That's one of the keys. Because we're all human, we go through that scroll hole. And a few things I use my Apple Watch for is that timer. It's probably the app that I use the most, the timer app. So thank you for sharing that. Talk about social media. You built your business entirely, because you talk about doing live every day. You post, and I love what you do in the morning. It's non-negotiable. You got to get it done before you leave the house. You build your business mostly all on social media, correct?
Yes.
So the first question is, talk about vulnerable being, because you shared about your fertility. What was that about? And because you said you got a lot of customers and grew your team that way. What was that?
Yeah. So I've been on a journey to try to conceive for 5 years. So about 2 years before ever trying this product and joining the team, we were trying to conceive and had 2 miscarriages before I joined the team that I did. And so that's how I found keto and that's how I found the product. And so just trying to conceive, trying to get healthy. And so I share a lot about that. It's not something that I feel like is talked about enough. When I went through my first 2 miscarriages, I felt very alone. I felt very just like I didn't have anything in common with anyone. And so what I really wanted my page to be is a place for other women who struggle like me to find someone that feels the same way as them, that, you know, sometimes I'm angry that it's happening to me. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I go back to old habits and I do emotional eating. I really talk about that stuff because so often I think we see like people's white picket fences and perfect houses and families on social media, and we don't see like the real life. And so I talk about that so that other women know you're not alone. And that's how I connect with them. And then they end up asking about what the product is or asking about the team, because through the team, I found a huge support system and some of my best friends now that want to learn more about what it's like to struggle with fertility and want to learn more about what is a miscarriage like and just get educated on it. And I've never had friends like that until the business. And so then they ask about the business and like, how can they be a part of that? Because they want those real friendships too.
Awesome. And you talked about you have a strategy around making a post to boost your algorithms before going live, especially if you're launching a new product or you have a new incentive. What's that? Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I have found on social media that people love to give their opinions. And so whenever I first started doing it, I used to get my nails done all the time or just whatever it would be. But for example, I would get my nails done. So I would find 4 pictures of what ideas I had for what colors or designs I wanted on my fingernails. And I would post those in a collage and be like, help me decide, because I'm going to the nail salon tomorrow, which one should I get? And people love to give their opinions. So this post would get like over 100 comments. And then I would go live 4 hours after that. So right before I would go live, I would go and follow up on all those comments, just dropping hearts or being like, this is my favorite too, or just liking and commenting back to them. And then I would go live right after I did that follow-up. So then it's kind of like helping your algorithms, or at least it's helped my algorithms, to, you know, thank them for commenting and then going live.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for sharing that. I've definitely done that as well. Like, you share a personal post, something that gets great engagement, and then immediately right afterwards, you're doing your business post, and it gets reached out to a lot more people. You're talking about live. You go live every day.
So live 5 days a week is a non-negotiable for me. I give myself a little bit of grace to have those 2 days of wiggle room, but I also, so in my mind, I have like a good, better, and a best kind of strategy. My best weeks are when I go live every single day, but life happens, some things come up, but at a minimum, I go live 5 days a week.
Yes. So what tips can you share for doing live videos?
My best tips are, one of my things is to be authentic. I do keto kitchen, so I do a lot of cooking and I show people the dishes that I'm making for dinner or desserts. I'm a mess in the kitchen. Literally, I use my air fryer because if I use my stove, then I might set the house on fire because I get distracted and I forget that it's on and it's just dangerous. And so I talk about that. Like, I'm not scared to, you know, when I use the hand mixer and I take the two extensions out of the hand mixer, I talk about how it was my favorite memory as a kid to bake with my mom and get that moment of licking the hand mixer extensions when you're mixing up like a cake batter. Talking about things that you enjoy are how you're going to connect with different people. And so even though I'm a hot mess in the kitchen, people relate to that. Or, you know, I will talk about how my husband cooked dinner yesterday and look, y'all, the dishes are still on the stove because he hasn't cleaned the pan. Anybody else relate to this? Like, be relatable, be who you are. And, people will connect with you and watch you even when it's not perfect.
Yes. Great tips. And by the way, I can relate to both licking the batter and also not doing the dishes. You sound like my wife. Hey, this is my favorite question. What is your worst moment in network marketing? To the point that it really beat you up and you even had doubts about this, but you didn't quit. And that's why you are where you are today.
Yeah, I had a moment after about 6 months in business where everyone I had recruited had quit, basically. They said it wasn't for them. They didn't have that vision like I had. And I thought, so I dropped rank that a lot of people in MLM know about. So I kind of went backwards in business. And at that moment, I was like, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I can't do this. Like, maybe I can't get people to really follow my lead or influence people or get people to see the vision that I have. Like, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this isn't real. Like, why am I seeing this, but nobody else is? And in that moment, what really helped me is turning to my mentors and just really being coachable, everything that they would tell me to do. Like, even when it made me want to throw up, like, I would go live about the opportunity and talk about the business more, or, step up and do a team training, or just a ton of different stuff that made me really uncomfortable. But I just decided that at that moment I was going to be more coachable because there's no way that I was crazy. I kept meeting all of these people who had success in this business and in this industry. There was no way that I could be wrong about this vision I had. And so I think that's what kept me going, is seeing where this could take me, and that all of the people that I had seen be successful went through trials and tribulations in life just like I did. Like, there are some people who drove the same car as me. There's some people who came from the same profession as me. There's some people who struggle to conceive like me. So if they can do it, why can't I?
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. How important is consistency to success?
I think that consistency is the top most important thing whenever you're wanting to be successful. And it's the one that can get you the biggest reward because people are seeing that you're dependable and consistency just pays off, especially when it comes to social media.
What do you mean by that? It pays off in social media.
So now, especially in the world of TikTok, we're seeing that the more consistent that someone is, it can take off faster. So I know for me, I decided in February of this year that I was done being inconsistent on TikTok. I was going to be consistent on TikTok and I was going to get more followers and I was going to get more engagement. And that's what I was going to stay dedicated to. I started posting 3 TikToks a day and started going live on there like 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes more. And in July, by July, I had doubled my following on TikTok. So it went from like, in February, I had just a couple, I think it was like 10,000. But by May, I had gone from 70,000 followers in May on TikTok to like 150,000 in July. And now I'm at over 200,000. And that's where majority of my new customers are coming from. That's where majority of my new connections are coming from. And through the summer, I was getting 100 new customers or more a month from that.
That's incredible. And all from consistency.
Yeah, it was just staying consistent. And even on the bad days where we all have those days where we feel like, I really don't want to be on video in front of anyone right now. Like, I don't want to do this. Even on those days, just sharing something, like sharing that maybe it's a rough day. And why is it a rough day? Like trying to conceive and having miscarried, like Father's Day and Mother's Day are not fun days for me sometimes, but sharing that because other people can relate to that. And yeah. So being consistent, even on the days where you don't really feel like being consistent.
So you said you got 100 customers a day in the summer from the
100 customers per month,
per month. That's incredible.
New customers. Yes.
That's awesome. And it's all about showing up every day. Hey, MLM Nation, I know your journey is full up and downs. You know, you get excited and high, maybe after listening to this podcast, and then you get rejection, right? You're maybe you brought in a new team member and then they quit, or customer doesn't reorder. I understand that feeling. Now, I want to share some of the lessons I learned writing my upcoming book, The Consistency Pill, which is coming out in June 2022. The book is about the 7-step system to increase sales and transform your business. But writing this was no easy task. In fact, it took them over 2 years to get this done. It started really late January 2022 was when the idea came about to finally coming out in the bookstores on June 2022. And I want to share those lessons to help you inspire in your journey. That's why I created the Insider Book Club, where you're going to get excerpts, insider tips, and updates that I won't be sharing with the rest of the world. Okay, best of all, this club is free. Doesn't require anything for you to be a part of it. I want to share that journey with you. Just go to mlnation.com/club. Okay, mlnation.com/club, and you're going to get excerpts, insider tips, and other goodies that I want to share with you. So anyway, head over there now right after the show, and I look forward to seeing you inside the club. Hey, you've been awesome, very inspirational. As we wrap up the show, some quick questions to pick your brain, and these can be quick one sentence. Okay. So the first one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
The harder the fall, the higher the bounce. I love that quote because I think we all go through struggles.
I like that. The harder the fall, the higher the bounce. What's one habit that's helped you become successful?
Showing up on social media every single day. Whether it's posting, going live in my stories, but showing up every single day.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
Always stay in action. Doesn't matter if it's perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you always have to stay in action. Like Finding Nemo says, just keep swimming.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say someone is qualified. Do you add them to a Facebook group, use ATM, AdTag Message? Do you do a phone call, a Zoom? What do you like to use?
Yeah, I use AdTag Message a lot. Tag in a video and let the experts do the talking.
What's your favorite app on your phone that's not a social media app?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think. Maybe Telegram? Like, that's not really social media, but it's a great way to stay in touch with the team.
Yes. What are 2 or 3 books you could recommend?
Anything John Maxwell, the 21 Laws of Leadership book had made a huge difference in my business. Superfans by Pat Flynn, I would highly recommend. And I think those are the ones that have really made a difference in my business.
And here's the last question, the $1 million question. You ready?
I'm ready.
So imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. You had a contact list of zero. You didn't know your husband. You're like a total, like an alien that went to another universe. But you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
I would right now at this time go on TikTok and I would go live every day.
Is there any specific group of people you would target the content for the TikTok?
I mean, right now, just everyone, because everyone, there's so many people that are struggling right now in work, like so many people that are quitting their jobs or finding weird balance, being overworked and underpaid. So I would just talk about that and talk about how in network marketing, you get paid for the value that you give.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much, Megan. As we wrap up, any last words or advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
So the best way to connect with me is probably on Instagram at MegaLazyKeto or TikTok, the same username. And I guess the only other thing that I want to make sure people know is that even on the dark days, if you show up, it will pay off. So keep going, keep staying in action, keep showing up, and someone's going to see you and you're going to make a huge difference in their world.
And Mom Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you've been hanging out with Megan George. So keep up the momentum and go to MLNation.com. Click on the podcast tab and the show notes with all the nuggets of wisdom that Megan shared. Also, the links to her profile. Definitely check out what she's doing on Instagram and TikTok. It will be all right there. Hey, in order to be successful in life, in business, and in network marketing, you must help others. So Megan, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with MLNation. We're grateful to you. And we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, ML Nation, before you go, make sure you get your free access to the Insider Book Club, to the Consistency Pill, the 7-step system to increase sales and transform your business. I want to give you the excerpts, the insider tips, the updates, and also the behind the scenes or what actually happened, the lessons I learned to help you stay motivated and more consistent. So the link is in the show notes page, or just head over to mlnation.com/club. That is mlnation.com/club. And I look forward to seeing you inside the club. Hey, ML Nation, a great show from Megan George. Hey, now you know I'm not the only one who's preaching consistency, right? It's consistency, consistency, consistency. She talked about even her joining was because of consistent follow-up. 8 months. And by the way, it's all about timing. Most people are not going to join right away. They're not going to buy. It requires follow-up. And that's why you have to follow up. You have to stay consistent. People got to see. If you're not consistent, remember, people are buying your consistency. People are going to respect your business or not respect your business, not think about you because of your consistency. You have to be consistent. She talked about contacts too, right? You have to be meeting new people. You consistently meet new people, because otherwise you're going to run out of people and you have no one to talk to. And she gave different ideas on building online. Her number one lead source was, right now it's TikTok. Right, but you have to do it every day, and she does it 3 a day, not 1 a day. But even when she was part time, now she's full time. She had a routine. You know, this was non-negotiable. 5 things. She didn't remember her 5th thing, but the first 4 are just important enough. Her inbox had to be cleared. She had to post on social media. At that time, it was Facebook, Instagram. Send out birthday messages, and then she would share a story. Right, she had a shake. That's her product. You know, shake their shake and put it on the story every single day. So if you're struggling not getting the results, your problem is because you have a lack of consistency. Consistency is the number one skill, right? She talked about just on social media, how she went from TikTok by doing that, 70,000 followers, barely nothing, to 70,000 to 200,000 followers and getting 100 customers a month in the summer because of that. Consistency, consistency, consistency. She gave also good strategies about taking advantage of the algorithm on social media, post a personal post, and then post a business post right afterwards. Being authentic, letting people know who you are, right? You got to let without us, because when you're authentic, you're vulnerable, people can relate to you. Talking about, she shared her worst moment, how she wanted to quit. She was struggling. She didn't get the results, but she decided to be coachable, turn to her mentors, and really do stuff outside her comfort zone, because all your dreams and goals are outside your comfort zone. Hey, I can go on and on. A lot of good stuff. I think this is one you need to really go back and think back on. What did Megan share that you need to take action on, right? And I loved her advice, the best advice. Always stay in action. You don't need to be perfect, but you always got to be in action, because ultimately people are buying your consistency. How can you be consistent? Hey, thank you for listening. If you liked this and find it helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and appreciate that. And also, you can always hit me up on social media. I read my messages, I'll reply back to you. It may take a little while, but I will reply back. Let me know how you like ML Nation. You can definitely also go to mlnation.com, hit on the podcast tab, follow Megan, see what she's doing, copy her consistency, because consistency creates mastery. Hey, thank you for listening. This is Simon Chan. I'm loud and proud to be part of this amazing profession. Now it's over to you. Take action and go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you.